are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. right out of Brooklyn, New York, that was guitar great and jazz veteran Jack Wilkins with the 1992 tune Papa, Daddy, and Me off his album called Merge. And with that, we are merging into a new hour of neon jazz together. Jack has played with so many different musicians over the years, but in the world of jazz, he has gigged with the greats like Bob Brookmeyer, Stanley Turrentine, Sarah Vaughan, Jimmy Heath, Mel Torme, Tony Bennett, and the list goes on and on. And he has been on the international jazz scene since the early 1970s. Jack has a flawless technique and a very inventive chordal approach that has inspired legions of musicians over the years. Along with keeping a current and active schedule of live and recorded gigs, Jack teaches at the New School, Manhattan School of Music, NYU, and he conducts seminars on a regular basis. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he provided one of those defining moments in interviews that I will never forget. This was his answer when I asked him how he wants the world to remember him.
I don't think it matters what the world thinks. It doesn't matter too much to me. Just let them think what they wish. You know, to me, it doesn't matter much at all. History is going to make up its own mind anyway. I'm not doing this to get a place in history. I just do it because I love it, you know.
Jack is a straight shooter, and that's about as honest as you can get, just like his playing. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of a world-class neighborhood like 18 and Vine, the only Jazz Hall of Fame in America, and cats laying down legions of quality music from yesterday right on end to today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to open up that valise from Pulp Fiction to illuminate you with pure jazz magic. And speaking of, the jazz continues to be on the forefront of the kids. My boy Miles, who's 9, was recently in a jazz concert at his school, Gladden Elementary in Belton, Missouri, and they put on a great show. Have a little listen to them doing that jazz. Keeping in that live vibe here on Neon Jazz, next, here's a great one from Cal Jader. It's called Amazones, and it is live in 1973 by Redondo Beach out there in California.
Thank you. Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
There's that guitar again on the show from Liverpool, England. That was guitarist Gary Potter. He had some success in the USA in Nashville and was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame. He got his inspiration initially from early rock and roll before becoming interested in jazz, and especially from the playing of the great Django Reinhardt. By the 90s, Potter was best known for his jazz work, and in 1994, he came in second in the guitar section of the British Jazz Awards. Gary is one serious crossover cat. And speaking of crossover, let's skip over the Atlantic again on this next one. Here's famed English bandleader Roy Fox with his orchestra in tow in 1936 with the tune "A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody." Indeed.
Thank you. melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain of a haunting refrain, she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and moon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Man, that was one cool, tasty tune from Chicago-born pianist and composer Jack Wilson with the tune One Mint Julep. He studied piano with Carl Atkinson at the Fort Wayne College of Music and was introduced to the music of George Shearing, and that changed him. He went on to L.A. doing work for recording, film, and television, and worked with cats like Gerald Wilson, Lou Donaldson, Herbie Mann, Jackie McLean, and the great Johnny Griffin. Man, this is a nice throwback tune next on Neon Jazz. Here's the Rhythm Makers with the tune, Who's Sorry Now?
Oh, you had your way, babe. Now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now.
This is Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Home
That was a pioneer singer and entertainer, Lucille Hegeman, with the tune Land of Cotton Blues. From Macon, Georgia, she began at an early age singing in local church choirs and theater groups. By the age of 15, she was touring the southern portion of America with Leonard Harpo and his Minstrel Stock Company. In 1920, she became the second African-American blues singer to record after Mammy Smith, and she had a great career. With an expert on the bass, this is the great Ralph Pena next on the show with the song Say CC off a 2005 compilation called Master of the Bass.
Jeff Harshbarger. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was talented trombonist Samuel Blazer with the 2013 song Lenia. The Swiss-born jazz musician has been on the forefront of jazz since his debut as a leader in 2007 with his album Seventh Heaven. And he has evolved from a straight-ahead hard bopper in his mid-20s to an innovative free player and composer-slash-bandleader in his early 30s. And he continues to grow and get stronger each and every year. This next tune is just flat easy on the ears. Here's the great Verl Mills with the tune Fantasy Impromptu. Some more neon jazz.
Do it!
Thank you.
Again from Britain, that was the jazz pianist and percussionist Victor Feldman with the 1962 song Bloke Blues off a very nice sampler EP from Mr. John Christopher, The Soul of Jazz Piano. At the age of 7, Victor had a swirl formed around him when he was discovered as a music prodigy. His first professional appearance was playing drums at the number one rhythm club as a member of the Feldman Trio with his brothers Robert and Monty. He lived till 53 and was inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum down there in Nashville, Tennessee. And with that, we are just about ready to end this hour of jazz together. This next cat is one slick number. This is the great tenor and soprano saxophonist Lucky Thompson with the tune Blues and Boogie off a 2009 compact disc called Soul's Night Out. Man, I dig that name. Thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the best lover of the Rat Fink I know around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
In a house, man.
Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can drop us a line at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.